Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Happy Wednesday, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. I'm your host, Emily Francis, and we have the fabulous producer, Jay, on the line with us today. You know, my voice has gotten really hoarse as the weather has started to change very quickly over here in Malta. It went from dry, dry heat to the rain season overnight. And the change with the water coming in, I can feel it all over my body and in my voice. So we're going to have Dr. Alana McLaughlin is our guest today, and we have so much to talk about with this unbelievable naturopathic doctor who graduated from my dream school of best year, and she is in Alaska. So, Dr. Alana, how are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for the invite. I'm so excited to be here and to share with your audience. Yes, I can definitely feel you on season changes. We are already going from kind of had a fall to jumping right into, we've got snow creeping down the mountains. So, but yes, excited to be here and to share this summit that you joined me on to help just support natural health for people.
You know, I'm excited because we're going to jump right into promoting and explaining this summit, because I am going to be one of the speakers on it. But I love what you do. And when we met over Zoom across the world, we so clicked. And I love everything that you want the world to learn and to speak about. So let's jump in. Tell me the name of the summit that you chose.
Yes, so it is going to be called, or it is called, Create Abundant Energy Naturally, How to Overcome Health Limits with Natural Remedies, Frequency Medicine, and Pain-Free Movement to Supercharge Your Retirement Life. And it does designate retirement, but as the speakers came on, like, this is pretty much for, you know, things that everybody can do and that we all need to nourish ourselves. So it has been a great experience, and I'm always learning. I'm a lifelong learner, and I picked up so many tips of integrating into my own life.
So when does the summit first air?
It will air September 28th, 29th, and 30th, and I know that's going to be before this comes out, but there is still the opportunity to access those talks from all 21 experts, and then also people will still be able to join the live workshop that we'll be airing, or that we'll be doing together on October 3rd, so, and that will be 11 a.m. Pacific time. For people joining, as you sign up for the summit, they'll be able to join that live workshop still.
Fantastic. Now, 21 speakers. Let me ask you, just out of curiosity, but I feel like when people put together the summit, they themselves don't really get to teach their own course or their own talk. So as you're hosting this whole thing, do you also present?
That is a great question, and it is one that crossed my mind, and really that's where I'll be able to do the workshop, and also for people who want to upgrade, there is a question and answer that is also before this recording, but I think with this I will probably add on another question and answer for people who upgrade to lifetime access as a VIP access, but that workshop and that question and answer is really where I will get to teach. I will teach for a little while, kind of integrating everything that comes in. And a lot of the discussions, I am able to input, like, what I know on the subject and get feedback from that expert as well. So it was a really nice dynamic conversation in a lot of these situations.
Can you give me an example of some of the topics that are going to be discussed?
Oh, my goodness, yes. It is exciting. So the natural remedy section, which will be day one, I was able to talk with a naturopathic oncologist. So we really talked about foundations, particularly in that type of a population. But then really that rolls into what a lot of people are needing. I have a couple of herbalists on who do, like, you know, practical day-to-day things to integrate in through herbal, nutritional herbal infusions that are super simple. And then glutathione is a topic that we'll talk about, that master antioxidant. As we rolled into day two, that one we're really going over frequency medicine. So this is, I feel like, just a huge, exciting way of looking at the body. I've been doing it for 10 years now with a bioenergetic scan, so I have an expert on that. EFT tapping, we get to demonstrate that. Chinese medicine perspective, she brought on some really great things to do every day. Aromatherapy, red light, IR saunas. And then we rolled into that pain-free movement day for day three, where we get to learn from a physical therapist, a chiropractor, from you, on your expertise, a yin yoga session, so you get to actually practice some yin yoga, and then a couple of amazing fitness and Ayurvedic specialists. So those were really fun to tie it all together.
That sounds like exactly what so many of us crave, and it's so hard, depending on where you live in the world and what you've been doing with your time, those to have that amount of information passed in, that's a lot of people really crave that knowledge but don't know where to find it. Now, let me ask you this. If they sign up and it's 3 days, people don't really have the time to just watch back-to-back. So once they sign up for the summit, they can watch it over a period of time, right?
So the live summit will be over those 3 days. You'll receive one email per day that has all of the speakers for that day. However, that's where the beauty of that VIP upgrade is. We keep the price very low at $47, but that gives you lifetime access. You can watch them, you know, in a year or 6 months when you're like have something going on and you're like, oh, where do I find that information? You can jump back into that specific talk. So that is kind of how the format will be to have the lifetime access. And that is really where, I mean, such a low amount, like you said, for how much information is packed into this. I'm definitely encouraging people to, we get busy. I get busy, so I know how it is, and that's why we kept it low to be able to have that access forever.
I think that's really generous and smart, because I think this is a lot of information, and I would personally want to chew on it, you know, kind of over and over and sort of visit, especially, I have to say, of all the things you mentioned, I am very excited about the naturopathic oncologist. I would love, like, Why would somebody choose that? For what? I mean, I know oncology obviously deals with cancer, but what, if somebody was listening to this right now, what would you recommend or why they would want to go and listen to that particular one?
Yeah, absolutely. And she was a wealth of knowledge. She has an amazing program set up, and most of it is virtual now. So if people are either working through that or have already overcome and are looking to strengthen themselves, to balance and nourish their immune system, she again walks through like day-to-day things that are very simple, like dry skin brushing and how we nourish ourselves. She dove into like blood type diet a little bit and how we integrate that as a layer of our nutrition pattern to optimize for ourselves, so that it's not just us being experts, but also then how can we give you the information and empower you to create some of these changes, and then you have support along the way. So she was really great with that and just understanding when we have something like that going on, or maybe it's, you know, autoimmunity, the other side of the spectrum, it's just balancing the immune system, and then these day-to-day things we do make a huge difference in our outcomes and the energy that we can carry through, you know, whether we're going through supportive therapies with that or, you know, as we're recovering and when we need to pivot. So she was really fantastic with that.
I love that. I think it's really important. I was just thinking about one of my dear friends who just had a bone marrow transplant, and she really hasn't looked at the holistic side because she had to go really hardcore immediately. Like the second that they got the results, she was in the hospital that day, and everything went really fast because it was so aggressive and they had to get after it. And now that the bone marrow transplant has been a success, she has a huge road in front of her, and something like this would be really helpful. But I think it's also, you know, the non-holistic people that I think really need this summit even more, they need to take it into baby-sized bites. So that $47 to own it for lifetime access. And then you obviously have, like, the connections to these people. So if she saw this particular oncologist speaking and wanted to work with them, they can find them through this program as well, right?
Yes, and that is also the beauty of it, is we're working synergistically. I can't support everybody who needs the support in this world as we shift our lifestyle and habits and become, you know, just healthier. And that's why, you know, all 21 of these people, somebody is going to connect differently with each expert or have something that's like, oh my gosh, I just tried this, you know, this tapping or this, you know, whatever we walk through, and they're like, I need more of that. And then they can reach out directly to them to have that connection, because there are so many things that it's like, this is the miracle for X, Y, or Z, and then somebody else tries it and they're like, that didn't work for me, but this was my miracle. And so it really is about trying a few different things with, you know, low investment to figure out what is that thing for you, and then who can I connect with that really specifically nurtures me in that avenue. Because the other one on here, Dr. Leah Jacob, she's over in England, and she was also just a wealth of knowledge and motivation through the whole life coaching aspect and doing the research on what is the best way to help our bodies be healthy and, you know, building lean body mass for strength and stamina. And so it is a great way for people to connect directly. Most people post, you know, this era of, you know, virus, all that stuff going on, have created virtual space, which is amazing.
You know, it's a very generous thing and a big thing to take on your part, that there had to be this thought of, I wish I could get more people together and raise our vibration together and our voice so that people can find some of these answers. But where, I mean, at the beginning of this, before you found people to help you put this together, like, take me to that place that made you realize, I'm going to take this on.
Oh, my goodness. That's fantastic thought process. And it is, I found, for example, the middle part of frequency medicine. I found frequency medicine and bioenergetics through an online summit back in 2014. And ever since then, there's that seed planted in my mind of, like, I want to do that someday. I want to bring this information that will then change and scale the impact. We can only do so much one-on-one, but if you scale this impact to where it's like the ripple in the water, like I can be that first drop, but then as it spreads outward, it can create so much more of an impact for so many more people. And as I went through this idea over the years, it seemed very daunting, and there's so many tech details to make these things work, and, you know, just finding the right people. And that's when I integrated and I found this opportunity through a team who supported me in the background of doing all of those things so that I can do my zone of genius, which is finding the information and sharing what I know, and people who are even more, you know, niche in that expertise of what I know. So that was the driving factor of, like, yes, I need to make this happen. I am going to make this happen because so many people do need it.
I mean, that's a... And you're in Alaska. I mean, let's call a spade a spade. You cannot have like a, I mean, you probably have a beautiful, wonderful social circle, but when I think of Alaska, I feel like you're way out somewhere in the world. So that's the other beauty of social media and technology, that I'm here in the Mediterranean, you're there in Alaska, JR, producer, is in California, and we're doing this. But that's,
I love
that alone, so huge that we can, you know, put you on this show and promote this fabulous summit. And I just, as soon as I met you and I read your background, I was totally enamored with who you are. I love watching, I see some of the pictures now of you and your children, and you're always out in the wilderness, which I would be absolutely petrified to be in the wilderness in Alaska. Let me just say, I love Malta because there's no poisonous snakes here, and there's no, like, coyotes or foxes. There's no, honestly, you see hedgehogs and cats and pigeons and dogs, and that's really it over here because it's too desert for other things. Apparently, you see a lot of chameleons with those cute oven mitt hands and tons of lizards, but it's a very easy thing for a chicken like me. But in Alaska, I would be fully petrified of bears and eagles and the things. So what part of Alaska are you in?
Yes, when we first moved up here in 2017, so my husband is military, so that's what brought us to Alaska, but we were both born and raised in Montana, so we love being outside. We love this side of things. Fairbanks gets very, very cold, like 40 degrees below zero, 50 degrees below zero Fahrenheit during winter times. And so it was harsh for those 5 years, and I do love being outside. So we moved down to Palmer, Alaska, which is about an hour north of Anchorage, right on the interstate. So easy access, but then we live a little bit further back in, you know, we have 52 acres and space, which is what we grew up with and love, having that, you know, that green space around us. And I also love the valley here too. And my next idea and seed that I'm working on, and I have someone on the summit that I believe will be a great companion to that, is to work on a retreat for people to come up here and visit and experience this, but in a safe environment so that they feel comfortable and supported and experience this valley where there's, you know, world-renowned hiking. You know, Denali is, you know, a whole different hiking experience. We don't go that crazy, but just in the valley, the views that you get, like the different levels of hikes is incredible. And then wintertime, cross-country skiing, and all those sorts of activities as well. And it's warm enough compared to Fairbanks, warm enough to still get outside and experience all of those things.
Wow. I love that. A retreat is amazing. And so are you in practice, per se, in Alaska, or do you do everything online?
I do practice locally as well, and that was with the move. I'm still in the rebuilding phase and connecting and seeing patients among, as you mentioned, I've got four kiddos, so among their schedules and my work schedule, I do see in person, like one-to-one, and I'm bridging more into doing some online, just again to reach more people, because I don't have the time to see and help as many people as I know that I can help and share or plant these seeds in, and then they can find resources, you know, closer to where they're at, which I do a lot with from people when we were stationed in Texas. I still have amazing clients there and have been able to help them find resources there while we do some virtual. There's something to be said about having somebody local that you can connect with and work one-on-one with and have that community as well as a virtual community. I think both are very important.
It is amazing that you can have both. And this is like such an elevator pitch question, so I want to go deeper when I say it. So I'm first going to say the question, and then I'm going to expand. Like, who's your target audience? But I hate that, actually. So I'm going to say it more like, who are the people you are hoping to attract to this summit?
Yes. My vision and goal is ideally people like my mom, who are, you know, kind of in that era where we're starting to have a lot more things going on within the body, but, you know, she went through two hip surgeries but has been able to overcome, and now she is hiking in Montana again. When she came up here, she went hiking with me. To see that revitalization instead of, like, succumbing and just, like, taking, you know, deciding I'm just going to sit and watch TV, I can't do anything, to really switching that and re-energizing. I want more people to be able to live, because now you have the time to live, and that's kind of the audience. And I also will say, as I'm doing this, I'm really also connecting with other moms who are busy with kids, but they still want to be energized and have time for themselves. So the main one, so I'd say it's kind of split into two markets. Me, people like me, but they're needing some support. And then, like, my mom and her, you know, generation, her friends who are also, like, benefiting from, like, what she is doing. She's sharing with her friends, and they want to know more.
I love that. I love that so much. You know, I didn't think about it because I didn't ask these questions when you and I met, but I have a friend in Texas that she invented a light-weighted pom-pom, cheerleading pom-pom, and they're called pound poms, and they're like 1 pound, but they're so much more fun because they're sparkly and you have these pom-poms, and she does these aerobic classes at the senior center, but then also for a more, you know, younger group as well, but it was, and so she would, and her mom is now in her late 70s, early 80s, and her mom is now teaching these classes at their local senior center in Tennessee. But that's exactly the kind of stuff. I want to talk about that age group and our exercise habits when we come back from the break. We are on with Dr. Elena McLaughlin, and I want you to go to her website, which is GuidedTrailsNaturalHealth.com. GuidedTrailsNaturalHealth.com. We'll be right back.
Emily A. Francis's new book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is all about heartfelt hints on attaining the most healthiest, fun, and inspiring life. By adding a bit of the Mediterranean lifestyle into your life, you'll explore the wisdom of eating mindfully, seasonally, and locally, as well as discover Mediterranean family secrets to health and happiness. And it's all in The Taste of Joy. Get your copy today at Amazon.com or visit EmilyAFrancisBooks.com.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
You may never totally understand this man-woman emotional connection thing, but now you can understand your muscle's emotional connection in regards to your health. That's right, your muscles have an emotional connection. And if you want an easy-to-use blueprint to understand your muscle's emotion, then get Emily A. Francis's book, The Body Heals Itself. It helps you activate and heal your muscles on an emotional level. So indeed, the body heals itself. Plus, it's filled with tools you can use immediately. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com. Buy The Body Heals Itself now.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. We're with Dr. Elena McLaughlin, and I'm excited about this summit, not just because I'm part of it, but thank you for allowing me to be part of it, but also because I think that the women that are approaching sort of middle age. I'm turning 50 next month, and I had babies very late, 37 and 39 having babies, and there's a lot there that my body is changing so fast that I'm having a little bit of trouble kind of keeping up with it. Like, am I going into menopause? Am I not? There's a period. Whoa, where did you come from? You know, there's a lot of stuff kind of happening. And also as we age, so looking at older generations as well, because there is that thought that once you break a hip, like, you're done. It's all downhill. Like, as soon as you see somebody who's older that has a fall, that breaks that hip, that has the surgery, everybody in the back of their mind, whether they admit to it or not, have those thoughts that this is the beginning of the downhill. And so I guess what I'm asking from you is, what is your, when I said that, what did you think in your head?
Yes, and with that too, there are statistics that depending on the age and the health of the individual and the reason for the fracture, there is that it can be a lot harder to come back from that, which is why we also want to be preventive and start these things not when we have symptoms or not when we feel weak. We want to prevent that and be energized and have this beautiful balance and nourish ourselves every moment. So as we're having kids, as we're, you know, transitioning, like you said, through different stages, so that when we get to that point, that hip fracture is something we're going to be able to overcome and not have something that will set us back and be even harder to move through. So the foundation that we're laying starting today will then determine and help us overcome any of those obstacles that come about as we do get older.
So as I'm listening to you, I'm realizing that my thoughts immediately go to Tai Chi, balancing practices, yoga, things like that. But you, as a naturopath, what could you recommend for now, before that age, before that happens? What is the biggest thing? Is it supplements, or is it a practice, or what are the things that's the most important?
Yes, when you look at a lot of the research, and we're looking at preventing, and we're looking at bone density, a lot of that actually comes from our activity levels and our health in our 20s. Not to say that we have to give up if, like, it wasn't on point at that point in time, but it shows that every decade, every day does count towards, you know, right now, whether you're 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, the health you are in right now significantly impacts your health when you're, you know, 70s, 80s, 90s, and plus. And every day, though, that you begin that process, that's another day that's going to be impacting positively as you get into, you know, those other, you know, advanced situations. So it really does come down to our day-to-day. And the research and looking, and that, you know, one of the experts, he did kind of this, looking at how to build more lean body mass, which is muscle. As we have more muscle, the muscle actually pulls on our bones. And when our muscle pulls on our bones, it strengthens our bones because of how the body works. So it's important to have the nourishment and the minerals needed to be able to build that bone, but also the muscle that is creating, you know, actual pull on it through body weight exercises, through, you know, it could be HIIT workouts. But in general, it's going to be what you enjoy, that you really enjoy, that you love, and that you become consistent with. It becomes a part of your routine. It becomes a part of you. That's going to be the best form of exercise, the best form of movement, because it's consistent. It's going to give you that greatest long-term benefit and the emotion boost as well. So it's a win-win. So really, a lot of the nourishment, like dialing in nutrition, you know, learning through, like, all the different herbs that we can just drink in infusions daily to nourish. And this is separate from teas, which we'll learn about. But we get a lot of our minerals, and we can get protein from, you know, herbs and natural sources, and then finding the movement pattern that really lights you up.
So when you said HIIT, a high-intensity interval training, or did you say hip, like your hip bones, like, what kind of exercise?
Great clarification. It is HIIT, high intensity interval training. And there's been some great research that they've been doing on this. It is not for everybody. Some people do either they don't like it or it's not right for your body. So it's kind of, again, trying a few different things and seeing what you really connect with, what makes you feel better after you do it and while you're doing it. And these are designed as exactly that, you know, doing like a 10-minute workout, but you're alternating between something that gets your heart rate up, and then we have a period where it comes back down. So it's that fluctuating heart rate or heart rate variability that is really good for our bodies and our circulatory system, our cardiovascular system, which ties in somewhat too to like heart mass training is another way of looking at heart rate variability. And we can get this in multiple ways of breathing to manage our stress and to keep our bodies, you know, in a rest and digest state, as well as, you know, increasing and bringing our heart rate up and down during exercise or sauna therapy is really good for our heart.
Wow, being in Alaska, I would assume you do sauna therapy, huh?
I do have an infrared sauna. I don't do it as much as I should. And up here, and I'm sure there's other places we look at, the Arctic, the cold plunges, and even the ice baths have become more popular worldwide as well, of this idea, because again, as we're integrating things that stress our body for a little bit of time, and then we let it normalize. And those are also, the adaptability of our body is very good for our systems. And again, it's not for everybody, but some people, they've found that that has recharged their systems, brought down inflammation, really allowed them to reengage in life again. So there's so many cool things like that coming out and people talking about and giving you the opportunity to try it to see what works for you. But our bodies do, you know, we are in such set environments where we go from, you know, insulated house to insulated car to, you know, whatever it might be. And this came up in multiple speakers of the importance of connecting with Earth, which includes the patterns of seasonal changes, which is how we opened this all up to begin with, that those changes are really good for our bodies. And it also shows maybe that when it stresses us a little bit and we start to get a hoarse voice or a little bit of a congestion, that's our immune system being flexed, which is a good thing. We do better when we're not in sterile environments. We do get exposure, and then we're doing the supportive things to overcome.
You know, I tend to somehow baby my body a little bit as I've gotten older. Like, I started to try to up my walks to a little bit of jogs and then realized, like, what am I trying to do? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. And I realized how much my body was feeling it, and not in a good way. So if people haven't been doing, like, HIIT workouts or, you know, that's pretty intense, where would you suggest they start besides walking? But, like, what other kind of exercise practices do you think a good way to get back in?
Yes, I love that question. And I know on here one of the speakers, Jean Barlow Christensen, she has a weekly recording she does, and she is always talking about her walks. Every day she is doing, I believe it's a 4-mile walk that she does, and she's also a hiker, and so that's kind of her training to be able to go hiking, and it's that consistency. And I also mentioned or asked this question of Isabella Steele. She is Bella Vita World, is kind of this amazing fitness industry she created based on moving and having nothing into creating this beautiful fitness world. And so I think that'll be great for us to jump back into on this next segment on where to start. It's so important.
Yes. It is so important. Okay, you guys, we'll be right back. We have Dr. Alana McLaughlin.
Trauma or joy, shame or happiness, guilt or empowerment. Let Emily's new book, Healing Ourselves Whole, be the bridge to help you release negative emotions to help you heal on every level to create more joy, more health, and more vitality. Our body knows what we might forget. It's time to rearrange your inner conversation into spectacular health and happiness, and healing ourselves whole is your step-by-step guide. Find out more at EmilyAFrancesBooks.com and buy Healing Ourselves Whole at Amazon.com now.
Now there's hope for authentic healing, a new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
You may never totally understand this man-woman emotional connection thing, but now you can understand your muscle's emotional connection in regards to your health. That's right, your muscles have an emotional connection. And if you want an easy-to-use blueprint to understand your muscle's emotion, then get Emily A. Francis' book, The Body Heals Itself. It helps you activate and heal your muscles on an emotional level. So indeed, The Body Heals Itself. Plus, it's filled with tools you can use immediately. Find out more at EmilyAFrancesBooks.com. Buy The Body Heals Itself now.
The Bright Side of Talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. Let's sign up for the summit. Let's sign up for it right now, or for the replay, really. So we're talking to Dr. Alana McLaughlin. She just put together a really big summit, a very important summit, to take us through where people can sign up. Tell us the name again, and then where they can sign up for the replays.
Yes, so it is Create Abundant Energy Naturally, and we are looking at natural remedies, frequency medicine, and pain-free movement to really supercharge and energize people, their lives, to really live our dreams again and be active and engaged and living in the purpose we're all meant to be living in and feeling good that spreads throughout our communities. And this one, the best way is going to be there will be a link in this radio in the notes, I believe, or there will be a link where it will be able to connect through your information to be able to sign up. And that point, yeah, there will still be the opportunity to sign up and experience that free workshop, which will be the day after this airs, I believe, on October 3rd. Oh, depending where you're at worldwide, that's October 3rd, 11 a.m. Pacific time. So that may actually be before, if you're over in places like Malta.
Yeah, 11 Pacific, who knows? I'm 9 hours away from Pacific time over here in Malta, so it's pretty good. And it's worldwide. So I'm excited. Yeah. I hope you guys do sign up. And let's pick up where we left off on what we were talking about with getting ourselves started again.
Yes, it is really important when we haven't been moving as much as we would like, or we've had different, you know, injuries or things that have prevented us. We always want to touch base with our doctor, with our provider, whomever you go to is kind of like tracking your overall health management to make sure that we are in a good standing, that it's going to be safe, and that we know which exercises or which forms of movement are going to be safe for us. So if we have a lot of, you know, if there are concerns with different, you know, it could be blood pressure, or different heart concerns, or strength concerns, then we want to keep those sessions short. And the short sessions can be even, you know, some people have had them start at 5 minutes, and we're doing using a chair nearby, or if we're walking, we have somebody that we're walking with. And we're tracking our heart rate. We generally want to be able to carry on a conversation easily while we're working out, especially when we're starting. And that is just that it gets our heart rate into where it's elevated slightly, but it's not enough to trigger this whole stress cascade within our body. And then as we get stronger, you'll probably notice, like, oh, I feel I want to go another 5 minutes. You will likely set goals or challenges in your mind, or maybe you write them down or have somebody with you to say, could we go maybe a little bit longer, or do we want to bump up the intensity? So it's a gradual incline over time, and then you might find that you do kind of an interval. Like one day maybe you do a longer one, the next day maybe it's a shorter, but it's a little more intense. So really, you're listening to your body is the most important thing. We shouldn't be experiencing increased pain with these. We shouldn't feel exhausted. If you do, then that's when we back off or we have to shift and modify into maybe trying something else or using support systems to be more successful at what you're doing. The big one too, so we have this blend of aerobic, which could be even like walking. Some people it's jogging, but that's, so many other things. So I tend to go towards like swimming is a great aerobic activity that you can adjust and modify, and it tends to take pressure off of our joints and bodies, but it's a great muscle resistance exercise, body weight exercises, or picking up the cans you may have in the kitchen and just doing, a bicep curl with a can of corn or whatever you might have in your pantry or water bottle. So we start with what's in your environment is ideal, and then you can also bridge into a gym-like community and have a couple of sessions with a trainer or a fitness instructor who can make sure you're in proper alignment. That's the other huge factor, so that we don't have stress or overuse, injuries that we're starting to create within our joints or our bodies. So those would be the big ones, I would say. Listen to your body, make sure you're cleared and knowing how you're feeling, and then guiding, using support to help you through that process.
I have to say that now that I live here in the Mediterranean and people are outside a whole lot more, because we have 300 days of sunshine, very different than you guys over there, I find that a lot of people pair up, and you see a lot of women and men, actually, walking together in pairs. And I do think having a buddy that is with you to help motivate you and to do this. I mean, even if, my neighbor is a good bit older than me, and she's in fantastic shape. So we've decided that we're going to start trying to go for a walk together once a week, but we're going to walk to the coffee shop and then go sit down and have a coffee and then walk back. And, even those little things, like here the terrain is very uneven, so it's very rocky and desert-ish, and I actually wonder how women in high heels walk anywhere on this island, because you're just asking for a broken ankle. But even for the walk, there's not really, the sidewalks are so tiny, they're terrifying. So you have to find the right places to walk, and we don't ride our bikes here because there's just no place for it, which makes me really sad. But the walk is much harder than when I'm on my treadmill over here. So I do think having a buddy as well is always a great thing to try to implement, even if your buddy is your dog. Just have someone go with you, or your dog loves to go for the walk, so take them if you have a dog. Okay, so let's move on to the next part. What are the things that you want my listeners today to hear and to be inspired by and get started in their own health and well-being?
Yes. So I would follow up on what you said. Yes, accountability partners are perfect. And I really love the idea of incorporating a spouse or, somebody who's close to you too, because it's going to boost both of you. So I wanted to kind of round off with that. And pets are a wonderful way to motivate, because they're always, energized, and they love routine, which helps you get into routine. So I definitely second that. And as we shift into, what I would say is, setting a goal or looking at your body, or just maybe it's within kind of the mindset or emotions, and what would be the number one thing or the number one challenge that you're facing today that you would love to be able to shift? you know, figure out what is that for you. Is it something with, like, pain or discomfort in an area? Is it, you know, sometimes it's weight. Sometimes it's, like, feeling tired or our mood is low. And so I'd say, everybody, what is your number one challenge that you're facing today that you could use support with? And then finding something simple that today that you can use to implement and create success immediately. So that may be, if it is, let's say, a mood thing where we're feeling tired, well, can we go outside our door and walk around the yard for 2 minutes? Or, you know, maybe even barefoot, if that's an option, is even better. Or maybe we can make sure we drink a glass of water in the morning, or do an herbal infusion. So something simple. And I think there's so many more great tips that we will come into.
Yes, yes. So Emily's Energy Corner is coming up next. We're keeping Dr. Alana on this phone. We'll be right back.
Emily A. Francis's new book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is all about heartfelt hints on attaining the most healthiest, fun, and inspiring life. By adding a bit of the Mediterranean lifestyle into your life, you'll explore the wisdom of eating mindfully, seasonally, and locally, as well as discover Mediterranean family secrets to health and happiness. And it's all in The Taste of Joy. Get your copy today at Amazon.com or visit EmilyAFrancisBooks.com.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
If you have low vision or are blind, then listen up. There's now high visibility trendy sports clothing available just for you. At AwareWolfGear.com, you'll find attractive, stretchy, warm hoodies, headgear, leggings, even kids' wear to fit the duality of blindness, the need to be seen without drawing needless attention. Check out these trendy clothes for yourself or for someone you know at AwareWolfGear.com. That's AwareWolfGear.com. AwareWolfGear.com.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. It's Emily's Energy Corner with Dr. Alana. That means usually, or sometimes, not as much as I used to. I used to do this segment by myself, and it would kind of just be fully off the cuff, anything that either I thought about during the show or anything I wanted to cover. But like when you're hosting the summit, it's not your platform to jump in as much as asking the guests, right? So the Energy Corner was more of like, what if there's things I want to interject, but I don't want to take over the conversation, so I take it to the end of the show. That being said, I'm keeping you on, but there is something I want to ask you. And but before that, the starting small and just adding some exercise, I have to say, in my basement, I have a home gym. And every year for my birthday, I get a piece of equipment. That's my birthday present. I've now maxed out what I can hold in the gym and what I want. But I have several things, and I go through phases of doing circuit training and then not at all, and only doing yoga or the treadmill. And so just this week, I just started to get out. When I get home from wherever I've gone in the morning, I step on the rebounder. Well, it's not really a rebounder. It's a mini trampoline. It's a cheapy one. But I still try to do it like 5 to 15 to 20, just get myself moving. And I did it this morning because I had an appointment and I only had like 20 minutes before it was time to leave, but I felt I didn't want to just sit and watch TV to try to get to that 20 minutes, and I thought, turn the TV on downstairs and go get on the mini tramp and just kind of move a little bit. Get your lymph system. Don't think about it as a workout because it wasn't enough to be a workout. But I did think about it as get your lymph system moving. Get your immune system rising. You know, do this because it's fun. So I changed sort of the way I approached it so that I wouldn't have any kind of guilt of like, that was not a very good workout. But then you think about what the health potential is and you go, no, that was great. And then I had brain mapping done, which is killer and I'm enjoying it. So I had double workout, just different. But I just wanted to put that out there because I do think it's what you're talking about, is that little thing of just change it up, add a little bit, be okay with that. Now, my question is herbal infusions. Perfect. You've mentioned it a couple times. Go ahead. You can answer me, and then I'll ask the question.
Yeah, no, you are great. And 20 minutes is enough. You know, it is like going to create that shift. Whatever it is, and that instead of, you know, sitting and sedentary, that 20 minutes, you boosted your brain and you boosted your body in that little bit of time. Yeah, it completely shifts your day.
It does. I am so much happier and nicer when I've had an exercise in the morning. And then if I do it at night, I feel like I wasted the whole day because I was sort of lethargic and kind of halfway, and then now I'm energized and what? I'm going to go to bed. I am a morning workout person. I know this about myself. It's important for my mental health. I do better in my day when I've put forth an effort, even if it's not a hardcore effort, just an effort. It changes the way that we view ourselves, really. But I want to talk about these herbal infusions because you've mentioned it a couple of times and I have thought in my mind, well, do I ask her to tell me, like, what is one? But I'm going to ask because it's the Energy Corner and I'm allowed to ask anything I want. What is your best go-to herbal infusion, easy for anybody that's listening?
Yes. So two of the herbalists mentioned these, and the one that was mentioned by both was oats. Straw. The one that I connect with is probably nettles, since we have it up here, both very nourishing. And then the story that she shared was on linden. So if people have one of those that, like, draws an affinity, but basically what we're doing is we're going to get the dried herb. So let's say oat straw. You're going to take an ounce of that dried oat straw, put it into a quart jar. You're going to pour boiling water over that to fill your jar. Put a lid on it, you know, the two-part lids, like on a mason jar, and set it aside to cool, either on the counter. Once it's cool enough, you can put it in the refrigerator. And then you're going to strain it and drink that the next day instead of drinking water. So you're optimizing when you're hydrating. You're also nourishing, getting nutrients and protein. So that would be an example. An oat straw is amazing at, like, balancing the nervous system. It's nourishing. It helps with, like, bringing everything into harmony. It nourishes our digestion. So something so simple and easy to apply. So about getting, you know.
I've never even heard of it.
Yeah. And it most haven't. So finding a good herbal company, they mentioned Frontier Herbal Co-op is where she sources from, but there's going to be find a good local or your trusted source of an herbal, dried herbal resource, and then it can be very easy.
You know, that's interesting to me. For one, I'm looking it up now, oat straw, and it's saying it works as an antidepressant, helps you cope with stress, reduces anxiety, controls inflammation, relieves skin irritation, increases libido and sexual performance, which, oh my gosh, if I can take a sidestep for a second, you know, you probably don't know this, but I'm writing a book here in Malta that's following the farmers and fishermen for 1 year of what is grown here. And I just was at the farm last week, and they showed me these flowers that turn into, looks like black pepper, and it smells like black pepper. And apparently the priests here add it to their meals because it suppresses testosterone.
That's beefberry, Vitex, yes.
It's crazy, right? So now I'm looking at this, and it's increasing libido in sexual performance. Now, for us, Malta is really weird about herbs, like really, like they will get thrown out. I can't order Chinese herbs here. They won't let you do most of the herbs. So I've never heard of oat straw. Now I want it. I don't think I can get it here. But you mentioned two other ones. You said something else. You said nettles. I have nettles in my garden. I hate them. They hurt. So what are you doing with nettles?
So if you take your nettles and you harvest them carefully and dry them, they no longer create that skin irritation once they're dried. And then you could crumble that up to create your infusion. So same thing. You harvest a whole bunch of that, dry it out, and then measure out an ounce of that, put it in your jar. For the one quart for boiling water, and there you've got your nourishing herbal infusion. So if that is the case where you can't order from somewhere, almost everywhere we are, there's local plant life that is doing something similar or that is beneficial for us. So finding what's in your area with the couple of herbalists mentioned that we have that benefits us.
I mean, now I'm looking up, can you find oat straw in Malta? Because... like, this is so cool, and if it helps with skin, my daughter's approaching puberty, but she's getting those chicken bumps on her arms, and, the dermatologist said there's nothing you can do, which tells me she knows nothing about nutrition or any sort of herbal. She's just sticking to the allopathic side, because that's just not true, but I haven't found the right thing. And now I'm looking at this and thinking, like, what if she did if you did an herbal infusion, let's say you did oat straw, would you do it once a week? Would you do it, how often would you do it?
Yes, you can do it once every couple of days. What the Susan Weed mentioned is rotating through, so you do one of five different herbal infusions each. Every 5 days, you're rotating out and getting that again. If you're only doing like two or three, you could do that every third day, or, it wouldn't hurt. You could do it every day. They're very safe as well. So it's kind of finding what works for you.
Okay, you really are one of my heroes. You went to Best Year, my dream, and you're awesome. Dr. Alana McLaughlin, you guys can find her at Guided Trails with an S. naturalhealth.com. You can also just Google her. You can Google Dr. Alana McLaughlin, and you will find her. And Dr. Alana, I'd like it if you'd come back to the show. So let's talk about another date and bring you back. And in the meantime, you guys, please go check out this summit. It is amazing. I thank you so much for being here. And for those of you listening, please make it a great week.